Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm good. I'm Druid. I don't need no material components. I just dig in the ground.
And now, another episode of your favorite Dungeons & Dragons podcast, Goodberry Smoothies, brought to you directly from the Feywild by our friends at That's Not Canon Productions. When we last left our heroes of the Feywild, they had just discovered that while they were away defeating the Blackwood Node, that their base camp and their friends had been attacked. Now, let's listen in to see if our heroes can save their friends and save the Feywild!
What seemed to be a lot of scorch marks from the cave to the edge of the forest. Also a lot of disturbed ground. You communicate with Blue, and he is underneath a rock. A rock that is quite near where you can see they've built up their fire. The fire has actually been kicked and spread around. That hasn't caused the forest fire. The cause is not 100% clear.
I'm going to ask him what happened to everybody.
Big thing attacked.
Where's everybody?
In the cave.
Are they alive?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm just running
leave
to
rock,
try
please.
And find my
yeah.
family.
Yeah, you are in there. Carrick is wounded. He has basically got burns all up his chest and on his face. Nama is basically sitting shivering in the corner, and Fira over the top of her, basically just standing. She doesn't seem to be injured.
I am going to go and move the rock and free Blue.
Okay.
How far away from the cave is he?
About 30 feet.
Okay, I'm going to just teleport the rest of the way to the cave.
Okay.
I'm gonna
you
make
are
my way
all
to the cave,
in the
dry.
Cave.
Cool.
I'm going to go up to my mother and ask what the hell happened and if the enemy is still around. I'm assuming it's an enemy.
The beast came and went when it did not seem that we would go easily. Carrick shot at it a couple of times, but it was more interested in our fire than anything else.
I'm going to tend to the fire. Tend to Carrick.
Yeah.
Tend to Carrick while
put the fire up.
Asking what's going on with Nama.
I'm going to go to Nama first.
She's just in shock.
I'm gonna get you because I know you have ward magic. Put that fire out.
Yeah, sure.
I'll drew something. Put it out now.
Is it still raining?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go. Put it out.
Shape all the water.
Yeah, shape water, put all
yep,
those.
it is out.
Cool.
They describe a frog-like thing.
Here we go.
But also a sort of glowing ball that was behind it over the forest. And they noticed that before this thing came bounding in. Out of the
what
forest
color?
At them. Green.
I relate this information to you.
I got a 26 on my medicine roll.
Can you
Garrick.
Check if the frog had
Nama says
back. What is this one? It's rude for them to refer to me like
I have no
man.
Idea. weird thing.
You'll get used to it.
I think I'm going to have to.
He's a human who has the power of thunder.
A wizard.
Soft.
Sort of, I think. He is magical. I don't exactly know what he does.
A friend, though?
A friend.
We think so.
A friend for now.
She
struggles to her feet and Fira helps her up. And she comes over and lays a hand on your shoulder. What do you want to do? That's what she's doing.
I'm just standing there behind her with my staff. I'm
totally with the custom here. Put my hand around the shoulder. Yeah. Bridge.
Yeah, I
okay,
say,
so you two understand.
I say telepathically, embrace.
Oh, it's a hug. Oh. Sure.
I'm just standing
roll
there
a hug.
With my staff. God, I don't know what this thing wants.
I'm 13 to hug.
Yeah, you hug her. She's a little caught off guard. But she is happy because you literally come to here. This is where your head is.
Yep.
She responds in kind as well as you can, but she just kind of gently pushes you away.
So polite.
Hug's over. We're done here.
And she says, do you speak for the human, the wizard?
We can.
Yep.
They cannot. We can relay.
Bid him welcome on behalf of the tribe.
Translate and say that, yeah. I'll do it, it's nice and easy.
Yeah.
So is Fira or Nama?
Nama.
Nama?
She's the elder here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our elder bids you welcome.
I'm gonna get blue.
Thank her, fully, please.
A pot of tea.
Okay.
Coming.
She's
so
with
that
us.
So that Nama can.
So yeah.
Nama is not in great condition.
Yeah.
Like,
is she still unwell?
Yes.
Okay. I guess
sick.
I do.
Sick. Yeah.
I'm gonna go over and see what I can do for her.
Sure.
And see if there's any like medicine I can give her.
There's tea for her coming out. I'm making it with blue hog.
That's nice.
So who is helping Carrick?
I already did
that.
Okay.
Rolled a 26 on medicine.
Excellent.
I want to bandage him up. I want to chuck some gauze on.
Just gauze.
Gauze
to
nice
the nose.
Some Crete, some nice.
Can't secrete it.
I'm going to. Do I have any stores?
Dem bullets. Pardon?
Do I have any stores of anything
you
like that left?
Do.
I do.
But if you use them now,
that'll
you
be
won't
the last.
Have any more until you secrete.
That's okay.
Can I look and see if I can remove the bullet from him? Oh,
the
still
bullet
in him?
No, the bullet is gone.
Okay.
But that damage can't be healed magically.
It has to
heal naturally.
So it'll take 2 days.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a medicine check on Nama. Just
okay.
To see.
And I'll assist.
Yeah. You rolling it?
Sure. Nope. Three.
So
it's just the
17.
Same thing that was there this morning, but this basically is it's been a bit of a shock to the old lady's system.
Okay.
It's not been a pleasant day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was fine up until
sweetmeats.
The monster.
And up until giant toad man kicked open your fire.
I give her my sweetmeats.
Ah, she thanks you and takes one, but only one.
Okay.
Is the tea ready?
Yes.
I got blue to bring it over.
Okay. So now you can tell me how you are spending your evening.
Firstly, this guy.
Oh, hey, Red.
Tending to my own wounds.
Red just kind of glares at you. at the mushroom.
I want to have a quick meeting. So I'm going to not get you to stop what you're doing. Just telepathically contact all three of you.
I'm actually outside checking for tracks anyway. So
yeah.
Cool. And be like, how much are we telling this man about our mission? If he has any greed or lust for power, he may want to take these shards of evil for himself.
Don't
We will tell him as much as necessary.
I kind of told him everything already.
Well,
Alrighty.
Don't tell him where the shards are.
No, he knows nothing about the shards. He just knows that the consort is in danger, and helping the consort will probably get him out of this realm.
That is all that I believe he needs to know. We do not tell him anything else without everyone's consultation.
Without it being necessary.
Yep. Indeed.
Fair.
Sounds good. And again, about this...
Right.
About the shards that we now currently possess, what do two think? I think there are definitely good merits to both ideas, and I'm willing to take the burden if you're willing to gently put me down.
No more thunder magic.
Indeed.
No more thunder magic. No explosions, just punch me in the face.
Yeah, I will do what I did to Solaria, to you, if it
and
becomes
I apologize
necessary.
Very much for what I did. It
was not of your own volition.
Oh, was it? It totally was, but I'm not going to tell you. That's why Kurt nod, that's it.
Oh my god.
Now, if you... may excuse me, I will continue to tend to my wounds.
Roll a
survival
check.
What are we doing about the shards? We didn't come to any.
Oh,
I think
we were just
going to
leave it how we were.
Survival or... Oh, I had another one that was better.
You're looking for tracks.
Yeah, I am. Nature? 15. Oh, 16.
These are very similar tracks to the demon that you have been tracking.
While we're inside, I did ask a question. It didn't get translated.
Yeah.
The thing that attacked them, was did it have black spikes on its back?
No.
No. Okay, cool. But the tracks are still similar.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
You sure? Right.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. I don't believe it.
They're just walking away, or have I just found them?
You found, basically, it coming in.
Yep.
You see signs of a scuffle with one of the centaurs.
Yep.
It's kicking the fire. And then basically going back into the forest and then out and then in and then out and then in and then around and away.
Okay.
And then it disappears about 200 feet down.
Right.
In the middle of open ground.
Open ground?
Yeah.
Is it like the tracks just stop randomly?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I do a check on that area there? Maybe I can't see if there's any... Brennan's like teleportation or something.
Sure. It's going to be a high check.
That's fine. I've got 17.
There's definitely been magic used in this area before.
Yeah.
The Feywild itself is infused with a lot more magic than what you usually encounter.
Yep.
but it is different to the rest of the spot. Yeah, that's what you see.
Cool. Is it a camp that we're at, sort of thing, or is it like a?
It is sort of a cave-ish sort of thing.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of an enclave in amongst some an outcropping.
Okay. Are you guys having a rest here?
Yep.
I'm just gonna sit down somewhere and just rest for a short while or a long while. Whatever happens to you, or rest until I'm stopped.
Just whatever.
I'm gonna come up and ask you to tell me your story. Or if it's easy for you, just think about it to me.
Just think about it.
Do you actually need me to repeat it, or do you remember from what I'm saying told it? I can tell you. I just wasn't sure.
They don't know anything before you getting into the Feywild.
Yeah.
Oh, so...
I don't think you told us anything.
Oh, no, I didn't. Court wizard. Yeah, I'm in a city called Unthalas. That's pretty much it. And obviously I'm tracking the demon that I told you guys about. It came through my home, did some damage, and I'm in pursuit of it. That's pretty much it.
In Unthalas, have you heard of the Lady of the Doors?
I don't think I would have.
Roll history.
Straight history? Or not straight history? No, 15.
No.
Have there been any strange newcomers, such as new races or new animals that have not been seen
either attacking or just...
Yeah. Is this cannon with Chute?
Yep.
Cool. Is the troubleshooter's work well known?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we've had certain groups of... there's groups employed there to deal with situations that the city guard can't deal with properly. And I believe there's been some encounters of... differences to what we normally have. Was I there for the tower?
Yes.
And there is the gigantic ice tower that's recently formed in the city. That's not normal. We don't do that. We normally have like buildings made of not ice and other such items. So that's different. Apart from that, it's not like there's rampant creatures going about. I did hear rumors of yetis attacking in the middle of the city through the ice tower itself, but those are common to our plane, not to the city per se, but they're not, it's not the craziest thing to have happened.
Interesting.
I'm gonna get some of the jerky that we've made.
Yep.
And just kind of go out to him and kind of poke him and be like,
"Oh my god, nature check on that. It's probably human. It's probably human." Yeah.
Okay. With the jerky.
Nature 21.
Just like see what he's like.
21.
See
what
he
is
eats.
That?
It's hair,
like rabbit.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Take it.
I'm gonna pull out one of my little bunnies and say it's this.
I give it to you. Sorry?
How much is it?
I think it's a cup.
This is the only cup I've got left.
Fantastic. Oh, I want that.
I see him do the thumbs up sign and kind of
copy
it, but just completely screw it off.
He's like, it's this one's mother.
Minor illusion, happy face alongside it. You can see that, right? That's a happy face to a...
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to smile. No, happy face. It's a cantrip. Oh, 1,000 happy faces.
Three. You can have three up at once.
I just nod at you and then walk away.
Diggy means
slowly.
It in the best way possible.
Manjo, do you want chocolate?
He says,
sure.
Hoping that he does.
I'll go for it.
Yeah, blind assumptions.
Are you out here with us? Are you out here with us?
Probably, yeah.
Tell him... I don't know how much he eats, so tell him more inside.
Oh, she's wondering how much you eat.
It's kind of a personal question.
Well,
a little self-conscious.
They don't eat enough, in my mind.
But
so.
Probably as much as the Eldrin, which am I familiar with that race?
You think she's an elf?
Yep, cool.
Yeah.
As much as the elf.
She looks like a really...
Like a
elf. Elongated elf.
Yep. Maybe a little bit more than the really skinny elf.
So I kind of make like a small, like a symbol with my hands. I'm like, so it's so small.
Smiley face.
Tell him what's in there.
There's food inside.
Great. I do have rations on me, if that helps as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Some. Not infinite.
So this demon that you've been chasing...
Like, hyena rations as well, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you usually eat good berries, which precludes eating.
Yeah.
So.
Is that a them thing or a general thing?
Anyone can.
One good berry is a
good
enough
meal.
Sustenance for a day.
Oh, great. It's like the bread from all
the
rings.
Hot or cold, Banjo?
Huh?
Hot or cold?
Hot?
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
did you ask? Like,
I did. Me,
no,
I did.
Oh,
this demon that you're chasing, it looks similar to the...
Yeah, I think, by the sounds of it... Can I, grab a stick and, draw a rough shape into the...
Yeah, you don't even have to roll for that. You
wonderful.
Can just do that.
Maybe
I should
check that with the people that saw it.
Yeah, can I go over to Carrick and ask him to...
Yeah, absolutely.
Think of what it was.
Well, Carrick can just... come out if you want.
It's
like
his
it's
power.
Not...
Yeah, I can. He can just be like this
really,
thing.
I just need to be translator. I just don't feel like.
If he can be shown a thing, can he show me a thing in his head?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Zap
so,
zap
zap.
Is it
zippity zap zap?
Yeah.
Is it the same looking thing?
Yeah.
Is Carrick
very similar? What he saw is a lot more monstrous and a lot bigger.
Okay.
Than what you have in your head.
Huh.
Okay. They're normally a. Well, I say normally, I've seen two. Generally small, though. That's odd, but I mean, it looks the same.
Okay.
It has. It's kind of covered in yellow nodules, and not as spiky as the black ones that you.
Okay.
The one that you know.
I'm just kind of staring at him.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but you're weird.
I look like that thing, except...
She's weird to me as well. I'm only not reacting like this.
A good description of the Eldrin is they are to elves what elves are to humans.
So the
differences between...
Flora.
Between elves and humans are the same, but more so between the...
Should I grab the
humans and
the
Eldrin?
Hmm? You want me to grab the...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, to elves what elves are to humans. Okay.
So imagine the difference, the physical differences between an elf and a human.
Yeah.
And then apply those same differences to an elf again.
Cool. They have the glowy eyes, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
And she's currently...
But she has black hair rather than...
Well, no, she's currently no hair.
Yeah, she currently has no hair.
Great, so that's the monk, right?
In fact, you just notice that she looks like a monk, and then goes... And it grows back as orange hair.
Do I notice the laughing?
That could be completely normal here. I have no idea.
Oh, I'm guessing she's seen me with black hair.
Yeah, I laugh. That's funny.
What is so funny?
You look good as a ranger.
You look like red.
I'm gonna just do this.
A very similar colour.
Is he very
to the
pleased?
Top or the bottom?
To the top, I'm guessing.
Yeah. He takes a sample.
Oh, good lord. Does it look terrible?
No.
No?
You have orange hair. It looks exactly the same as your old hair, but orange.
Yeah, I know, but like, there's some people who look good in orange hair and there's some people who don't.
Your skin is so close to white, it'll go with any colour.
I believe I may be able to fix that for you.
Fix that how?
Burn it off. Wild magic surge.
No, I was going to use the war paint that we'd use and use it as hair dye.
You have something against gingers?
No.
Come on, just checking.
Yeah, no, but I mean, your character would be really weird. Then again, I've already done this to myself once. Doing it again, it's just like, whatever.
Would you like me to fix it?
I'll probably manage to make it a different color soon, so it's okay. You know, it happened already. Before. Oh, I used to have silver hair. It turned black. Now it's...
How?
Something similar to what happened, except it didn't fall out first, it just became...
You live an odd life.
I accidentally messed something up in my lab once. Yeah.
Lab.
Still kind of foreign to me, so
yeah.
I'm just going to nod and smile
That's
at
okay.
you.
I'll get used to it. It'll be fine.
Is there any other business you'd like to take care of before I throw a spanner in your collective works?
I'd like to take a long rest,
yes.
Finish this whole mission, and possibly go to another plane before you throw a spanner in the works.
Okay.
Let's have a long rest to begin with.
Are you posting watches?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do you need watches? Is this place not safe?
I have to go. Honestly, you would be safer in the woods. But none of you know that.
I can speak to the trees and chat.
You should talk to the trees.
I'm waiting for it. I was gonna, but you made the guy disappear in the middle of an opening, so I didn't want to ask questions to.
The guy disappear in the middle of an opening?
I assumed that, is this talk to plants? I'm gonna count grass in that, because I counted it as everything bigger than grass. Everything that grows on top of the grass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that way I couldn't question anything in the area.
So
wasting my third level slot.
If you talk to plants, you can talk to grass, but it's like talking to animals and you talk to a flea. Great. It's going to give you very small, stupid answers.
Very small, stupid.
But I can do it twice per day, so it's okay.
So twice as many small, stupid
two
answers.
Blades of grass.
May work together to help me.
It's like one large plant, so you could talk to the whole field, I suppose. I'm gonna try pick any of the chips out of us, you know, because we kept getting impaled by the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick out all the chips,
like healing myself up and you know, wrapping myself in bandages and all that.
I'm going to run tests on the chips.
God damn it.
You can help me.
No, he lost it.
Right. Okay.
Can I speak to a tree?
You can.
I have so many plans. This is going to ask them to do things. So I'm going to go to sleep, but I'd like to converse with the tree.
There's can no... you read me that spell?
I don't have the card for it.
I just need to know how long it is, what they can and can't do.
What's the actual name again? Is it just commute with trees?
I think it's talk with plants.
I think there's commute with trees.
Oh, commute with trees?
I think it is.
Because I think there's a commune with nature special ability.
I don't feel like I'm mixing them up though, because none of my guys have that stuff.
I have no idea what he did.
Commune
with
nature
plants?
Is a different spell.
Speak with plants.
No!
Speak with plants, that'd be it. Wonderful. Do you mind reading that to me, please?
Oh, you rookies!
You view plants within 30 feet of you with limited sentience and animation, giving them the ability to communicate with you and follow your simple commands. You can question plants about events in the spell's area within the past day, gaining information about creatures that have passed, weather and other circumstances. You can also turn difficult terrain caused by plant growth, such as thickets and undergrowth, into ordinary terrain that lasts for the duration.
What's the duration, sorry?
10 minutes. Or you can turn ordinary terrain where plants are present into difficult terrain that lasts for the duration, causing vines and branches to hinder pursuers, for example. Plants might be able to perform other tasks on your behalf at the DM's discretion. The spell doesn't enable plants to uproot themselves and move about, but they can freely move branches, tendrils, and stalks. If a plant creature is in the area, you can communicate with it as if you shared a common language, but you gain no magical ability to influence it.
Oh, like
this
him.
Spell can cause the plants, creatures by the created by the entangle spell to release a restrained creature.
Okay, that 10 minutes part was the killer.
Oh,
I no longer wanted to speak for the stupid tree.
You now need to get.
You know, this is the Feywild. I'll allow a lot of things to happen with an arcana check of high enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could ask
now
the trees
about
tree.
Things
that.
No, it's not that. That could have told me in 10 minutes. I was just going to get them to make a loud noise if anyone approaches the thing while they're sleeping. Use them as an alert spell, pretty much. Get them to make noise specifically. Like, here's this thing. Hit them together. If someone comes near, that shouldn't be.
Okay.
And I have like crabs, which can go in.
Let it sleep. It's terrible.
So, I
they're
like
familiar.
All of the trees in front, directly in front of the cave and the camp, are burnt out.
Yep.
Mm. So you'd have to go 100 feet, kind of northwards.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not... Fine.
To find a tree that is not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just work yourself towards the awakened tree.
And it is still the blackwood.
The awakened, awakened plant.
It is still the blackwood.
So it's evil.
The black metal stone wood trees.
We're really friendly.
That have been attacking.
It doesn't
everyone.
Need to be aggressive because it's made of like stone wood. So it's probably really nice.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Make a deal with it.
So.
Your mind will explode.
Long rest, everyone.
Yes.
And. You get your familiar back.
I wake up to Weenie splash in my face.
And pick up to what?
Kingsley splash in my face. He comes back today.
Ah, today.
Yay.
And watches first, please.
I'll take first. With abs.
Second?
I'll go second.
Third. Because I think there are do you get to trance as well?
Me.
Yeah.
No, me and him both need one.
Okay.
It's the two of
I
us.
Do need a. I don't get any back on a short rest. It's not like wizard. I don't get half back. It's just long rest for bards.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So I will eventually need sleep. I just don't need any hit points back.
Well, posting a watch is counted in the rest time.
Yeah.
So in a long rest, you can stand watch for 2 hours,
yeah.
Eat, bandage wounds or whatever, and sleep, and that accounts for your rest.
Cool.
There's a 20 in there.
Yeah, fun.
Tips. Wisdom saving throw, DC 20.
Oh, not that thing again. Nope, nope, nope. 10.
Okay.
This place is terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm used to like being in a city where you lock the door. It's great. Nothing's coming.
We generally get attacked by one or two things
every night.
Oh, stuff. We're taking the hut spell next.
Yeah.
Please. Please. Seriously, name is Tony Hart.
It's so good.
I actually don't think it's a bard spell, though.
It is.
Oh,
it is. I had it on my other bard. It is the best.
I think I'm going to rest, and I'm not even posting a watch.
I don't actually need protection. I think it just gives you a...
It gives you a bubble that no one that you don't want to come in can come in.
Yeah. They can stand out there and be all angry, but then you don't have to worry about them until the morning.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's
you don't have to worry about them for 8 hours. Right. Then you die.
Okay. Yeah, and then there's seven of them.
Okay, the night passes.
So what happened?
She failed a wisdom saving throw.
And what happened?
Something.
We don't
you get
know.
To know in all of your DM games what happens.
Nothing attacks me while I sleep.
Not yet.
No, nothing attacks me.
Something
you while
happened,
you sleep.
Though. Maybe.
It'd be the funny little pot thing again.
Pot.
Cauldron.
It was a cauldron. It's very important that you recognise it was a cauldron.
Mm. Yeah. I saw it on a nat 20, though. So, you know.
But that was your nat 20.
Yeah.
Maybe that's its true form.
I don't know. I'm guessing I was...
Cauldron. The big bad of this entire adventure is an animated cauldron.
with a
gnome
cauldron.
Inside it. Okay.
Excellent.
Dawn breaks.
I
you made it.
Put my arms through Kingsley. I know he's a different wheel order, but he's still Kingsley to me.
What? Kingsley too.
He has
a tank. Yeah.
I also before I went to sleep
tank.
Read the stars.
Oh,
so
if I
have
I
a pet
see
water
anything,
weird.
Right.
Or is it still
yeah.
rainy?
And he's just
it
my bud.
Still rainy.
Has to follow my
Christ
commands.
If anything,
can't talk
the
to
water
me.
Is
that can
down.
Understand my telepathic commands.
Mm.
So yeah,
I'm gonna prevent it from
he's pretty awesome.
I'm starting to get really annoyed because I haven't been able to read the stars, and you guys can tell that.
Is my stone warm?
Yes.
Can I talk to Nella?
You can try.
I want to talk to Nella.
Nella.
Yes.
And just like, you know, flip the stone in a couple of times and like try and focus.
She walks out of the rain and into the cave.
I have not been able to read the stars.
The rain is quite heavy.
Indeed. I do not know what to do. I was hoping for some guidance.
Fight the Blackwood.
Indeed.
You've made some progress.
The choices,
My companions believe that the best way would be fire, but that goes against everything we believe.
Also, there's a lot of water now.
Also that.
Do you wish for advice?
Yes.
My advice comes from the forest herself. Strike hard and strike fast. The danger is nearly done.
Well,
there is more than one enemy that you fight, and they are gathering their power.
Do you know where?
She turns and looks at the great tree. They've taken up residence.
Have we lost him?
No. As long as the forest herself lives, he will live. But he fights against us.
Things indeed are dire. You have been much help, and I thank you for that.
There are creatures from outside this realm present. You've found one.
The human?
His fate is tied to those of larger, scalier hides. Kill them.
Kill them? And they reside with the consort?
They travel with the cauldron.
With the cauldron? I know of this cauldron.
Yes. It is the servant of Baba Yaga. Baba Yaga is a greater fae.
Okay.
She is one of the only greater fae that freely travels between realms. Because her realm is mobile.
Is she evil? Is that what Nell is saying?
Yes. She is the greatest of all witches.
Is there anything else I'd need to know? Has our work to destroy the shards in the nodes done any good?
You have angered them greatly. Oops.
But will it help to destroy the Blackwood?
It spreads no longer.
Do you know of the fastest way to reach the consort?
As the crow flies.
We have no way of doing that.
She picks up the stone and she holds it to your eye. She says, look through the stone and it will show you the path. Trees that will block you will be shown through the hole.
I thank you greatly for all of this assistance.
I serve the forest herself.
Of course, as do I. In any way that I can.
Then do it quickly.
Indeed. Thank you.
She walks away.
By golly, but things sure are getting complicated in the Feywild. Will Ferenz ever find out a way to be with his ghost girlfriend? How will they figure out how to fly like a crow? And now that Jadanane has his watery friend back, what is he gonna do with him? To find out the answer to these questions and more, tune in next time on Goodberry Smoothies. To have your say, or if you have any other questions, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, or at our home on the web, www.thatsnotcanonproductions.com, for more information on the players and characters in this podcast, and also on all of our other affiliated podcasts. Thank you goes out to Alex Smith for our character art and our theme tune, and be sure to join us next time for more Goodberry Smoothies!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.